Good morning. My guest this morning is Elizabeth Craven from Main Stage West in Sebastopol. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Roland.
So, your latest play, opening on the 5th of January, is Becoming Dr. Ruth. So, I'm a little surprised. So talk about, what is this show about?
This is a great show. I mean, I think there's something for everybody in this show. Of course, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, the foremost and probably first celebrity American sex therapist.
Yes, right.
The subtitle for this show is called An Unexpected Journey. And hers was truly an unexpected journey. And in this play, she's packing up her house. Her husband, Fred, has passed away. And her family has sort of talked her into downsizing. Ha ha. So she's surrounded by boxes of memorabilia from her life.
Uh-huh.
And as she packs things away, she recognizes that there's some people out there that look like an audience. And maybe she should talk to them about some of the things that she's finding. And in the process of the evening, she pretty much covers her life in different highlights.
Uh-huh.
And it is a very, very interesting life. I mean, even if she hadn't become the Dr. Ruth
that we know and love,
her life would have been such an interesting and heroic, rather, life.
Is she still alive?
She is. Uh-huh. She's 88 years old.
Wow.
Yes. And she's still broadcasting and, not regularly, but she appears still on shows.
She guests on some shows,
I guess. As a matter of fact, I was meeting with Claire Spector and Charles Seapost recently, and it turns out Claire's parents were good friends of hers, and I guess Dr. Ruth used to come to their house. She said she was endlessly entertaining.
Oh, I'll bet. Has this show opened on Broadway and so forth?
Yes, it was on Broadway. I'm not sure what the date was on that, but it had a nice run in New York. Then it's sort of filtered out into the regional circuit. It's a difficult play to cast because Dr. Ruth is a very specific character.
Really?
And we all know what she looks like.
Exactly.
And we know what she sounds like.
Exactly.
And it just turns out that my dear friend and our local kind of celebrity moved north, Ann Woodhead, was doing this play up in Mendocino at the Mendocino Performing Arts Center. And she asked me to come and direct it. And she was wonderful in it. It just turns out to be a great vehicle for her.
Ann Woodhead.
Yes.
That's great.
She's actually been doing a lot of acting lately.
Uh-huh.
And, but this is a particularly good vehicle. Good match
uh-huh.
for her.
Well, I have given two people tickets to a show, and I haven't really specified it yet.
Oh.
I think maybe they're going to see this show.
They'll love this show. It's
wonderful.
Terrific. Yes.
So this is playing 3 weekends, is it?
Yes. It's 3 weekends. Opens on the 5th. We do 4 shows a week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 5. And really and truly, I think people just flocked to the show when it played up there. And I think it's just the kind of show that people love to enjoy.
Has Dr. Ruth seen this show?
She has. As a matter of fact, the woman whose name escapes me right now who did it in New York consulted with her quite closely, and there are numerous pictures of her together with that actress and with them posing in front of the posters outside the theater. She was thrilled.
So does Ann Woodhead put a picture of Dr. Ruth in front of her mirror when she's making up?
I don't know. That's a good suggestion if she doesn't.
Yeah, might as well look as much like Dr. Ruth as you possibly can.
But one nice thing about Ann is that she captures Dr. Ruth but doesn't imitate her. And I think as an actress, that's always a tough one when you're playing someone who we all know.
That's right.
You know? So I think she does a nice job of that.
Right. Beth, thanks very much for coming in and telling
Roland,
us about this.
Oh, Roland, thank you so much.
Obviously quite amazing show. So, folks, this is Becoming Dr. Ruth, An Unexpected Journey by Mark St. Germain, playing weekends between January 5th and January 22nd. For tickets and information, 823-0177 or mainstagewest.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.